This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In the September 23, 1965 copy of the Roseau Times Region, I read a story about a fire that could have been a lot worse had it not been for a switchboard operator. The headline is, "Fire Gutted Nelson Cafe," and here's the story. An alert telephone operator, Mrs. Luella Jensen, Roseau, may have saved a block of business places in Roseau on Saturday morning when she called the Emil Nelson residents to inform them that the two telephones in the cafe were indicating an off-the-hook condition. The warning was the tip-off to a fire, which gutted the interior of the cafe, melting telephones, warping fixtures, ruining walls and ceilings, and severely damaging much of the cafe equipment. Mrs. Jensen called the Nelson home at 2:15 a.m. to inform them of the telephone disorder. "I thought it might have been in the lines coming into the cafe," Emil Nelson told the Times Region. "I told the operator Northwest Bell would have to take care of that." He was prepared to go back to bed, but Mrs. Nelson, who was going to get up at 4 a.m. to go to the cafe and make preparations for serving breakfasts, insisted they go down to see what was wrong. "I opened the front door just a crack and felt all the heat and smoke. The front windows were black and broken then too," he said. They sounded the alarm and the Roseau Fire Department responded promptly. By that time, the interior of the building was a mass of flame and smoke. Flames were seen in the kitchen and storage area. The heat at the front had already melted telephones and made plastic equipment sag and run. The fire department, putting both trucks into action, began to fight the fire from both directions, front and back. Within an hour, they were able to enter the building with masks affixed. Within a short time later, they had extinguished the fire. Examination of the interior indicated that the fire probably started in the booth section to the left rear of the cafe. Booths there were completely burned. Those farther toward the front suffered less from direct contact with flames. The fire had evidently climbed the walls, burning the speaker, and leaping into the kitchen area. It then spread along the walls to the front of the cafe at the same time as it began eating at the rafters in the rear. So hot were the flames that money in the till was blackened and tops of tables curled and shrunken. While no exact estimate of the total damage has been made at this date, it is expected to be considerable to both building and contents. The Nelsons had insurance on both building and interior, but it is not known if it will come close to covering the loss. The Nelson Cafe is sandwiched between the Times Region and Anthony's. While Anthony's is cement block construction, the Times Region is metal covered and asbestos insulated. However, had the fire not been discovered when it was, both buildings and others in the block would undoubtedly have been seriously threatened. A side note to the story is one of premonition. The Times Region, which recently added to the building and installed a different newspaper press, had been intending to add to their insurance. The day before the fire, John Buren had called a local agent and told them to add the insurance. "And do it today," he said. "When the fire whistle blew, I sat up and said, 'It must be Nelson's Cafe,'" he declared, and it was. The fire is believed at this writing to have started from a cigarette, which may have been smoldering in a booth for some time. No other cause has yet been thought more plausible. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.